The church that survives is the one that's built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And the confession that Peter gave there in that passage, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. The church that survives is the one that proclaims Jesus, that teaches Jesus, not the pastor, not the megastar, not the latest entertainment craze, but that constantly focuses back on the cross. It's all about Jesus Christ, second person of the Holy Trinity, bleeding and dying and suffering and agony for your sins and for mine so that we can have peace with God. That's the timeless message that we've been given to proclaim. All this other stuff is a diabolical distraction that leads us away from Christ, and in the long run gives the church a black eye, because these are just the follies and schemes of men.